Just as the tides ebb and flow, so, too, will history repeat itself. But, sometimes it needs a little boost from technology and government funding. A new electric motor was acquired by the ship's company of Penetanguishene, a volunteer-based historic marine preservation group, and installed recently on the flagship HMS Badger, a replica 1812 British gunboat hosted within the town. According to Captain Mark Simpson, the noiseless and smoke-free auxiliary motor will provide a quieter, cleaner and greener means of propulsion than our previous 22-year-old two-cycle outboard, as powered by 8 lithium batteries. Ship's company president Wendy "Birdie" Roper said the environmentally friendly aspect was the primary reason for a successful Ontario Trillium Foundation grant application, but optics and perception of the historic ship also played a large role. "We wanted to look authentic," said Roper. "You don't want to hear a motor from the Badger when we go to events, and we didn't want to be seen sailing when there's no wind." Penetanguishene is prominently known for its role in the War of 1812 as the location on Georgian Bay of a British naval base established in 1793. Through later years, the upkeep of its historic naval establishment became a popular tourist destination that is currently associated with Huronia Historical Parks as Discovery Harbour. A ceremony to bless three of the ship's company replica vessels, the HMS Badger, HMS Lynx and HMS Revenge, will be taking place at Penetanguishene Town Dock on Monday, June 5 at 6 p.m., courtesy of Reverend Eileen Steele of St. James on the Lines. "The maritime tradition," said Steele, "has historically been given each sailing season, as a means to gather community and allow spirituality to get in the boats with people and put the net on the other side." Information on the ship's company of Penetanguishene can be found through the group's social media pages and the organization website.